I'm Peter Gray, along with Tim Landis, the business editor for the State Journal Register. Among the topics on this week's business report, a retail superstore south of Springfield gets a major update, a fundraising effort for a high-tech Route 66 signpost directing tourists into town, and a Midwest grocery chain with two locations in Springfield is alerting its customers about a cybersecurity breach that may have compromised millions of credit card accounts. Tim, welcome. We put some information about these Schnucks Grocery Store's security breaches up on our website on Monday after it came to light that as many as 2.4 million customers have had credit card and debit card numbers compromised. I understand you heard from some people who are concerned that they may have fallen victim to this cyber attack.
We did. We had a variety of phone calls and emails. None of them were sure whether purchases they made at Schnucks had somehow compromised their debit or credit cards, as one of the things they're still trying to figure out. But they did all have in common that they had shopped at Schnucks in Springfield, in one case in Carbondale. And then within a matter of days, they had attempted to make other purchases and the cards were denied. And I guess the moral of this story so far is just how many people this affected and how quickly it hit them.
The company was quick to say on Monday that customers don't necessarily need to fear identity theft per se because their names and addresses and other personal information tied to the accounts weren't accessed. It was just the numbers themselves. But I have to imagine that this is a PR disaster for Schnucks.
Well, Schnucks says that they put the information out there as soon as they could verify that there had been a cyber attack. Now, you're aware already one lawsuit has been filed by a customer in the St. Louis area that claims they should have notified their customers sooner than they did. But again, this gets back to just how quickly this could happen, not only to Schnucks, to any of us, I suppose, that a website could be compromised and your personal financial information stolen. Whomever you're talking to here, they're saying, unlike most of us, don't just get your credit card or your debit card bill or records and fail to look at it. Check those things, and if there's some sort of unauthorized charge, let your bank know.
And Tim, turning now to plans for a new sign where Route 66 enters Springfield from the south. That's along South 6th Street, just before Stanford Avenue, I understand. What are people trying to raise money for this trying to do?
This is a combination private-public effort, but being coordinated by the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's an 8x10 sign, full color, digital, and could be updated regularly as needed just to alert visitors to tourism events and historic sites. It's about $45,000. They're not sure how much yet would be from city money, but most of it's going to be in-kind donations, they tell us, from private companies, as well as Ward 6 Alderman Corey Jobe is using some money from a development fund. They're applying for a state grant as well, so trying to minimize the cost to taxpayers, if you will. They're hoping to have it there this summer.
And this really touches on an issue that keeps coming back, which is sort of the beautification of the entrances into the city of Springfield and really how the city needs to frame itself when it comes to tourism.
They do plan some landscaping as part of this. Now, I have to tell you, we had a couple of readers say, oh, well, this is not beautification, an 8x10 electronic sign, but they're assuring us it will be tastefully done.
And finally, Tim, renovation this spring and summer down at the Meyer Superstore south of town?
They are in Prairie Crossing there at Veterans Parkway and Interstate 72. And the reason we took note of this particular one, it's a large project. They're redoing and reconfiguring that entire store. But Meyer was our first 24-hour supercenter. Now we have Walmart, Target's gone to that. This is part of a general update they're doing of their stores around the Midwest. They'll have a much larger pharmacy, about twice the size, including a drive-through, and they're reorganizing some of the other departments, a larger deli, a larger produce section. But as far as the store itself, it'll remain essentially the same size. They're just going to give it a new look and a new layout.
Okay, thanks, Tim. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Peter.
Tim Landis is the State Journal Register's business editor. You can read the latest stories he's working on in the SJR.